Good Tevach, this is Rabbi Eitan Tokayer from Brooklyn, New York. Tonight's shir is dedicated in memory of Izzy Chetal of Hashalom, Le'ilu Nishmas Yisrael Meir Ben Yochanan, as well as Rabbi Yisrael Moshe Ben Eliezer Halevi, as well as Shlomo Yeshaya Ben Yitzchak Shmuel. In the zchus of our learning together, may all the neshamas indeed have a great aliyah. Even though Pesach has passed, I would like to focus on a topic which is connected to Pesach, but is not actually Pesach. And that is the question of living in Egypt. The Rambam says, based on the Gemara, that it is prohibited for a person to live in Egypt. Mutar lishkon b'chol ha'olam, you can live anywhere you want in the world, chutz me'eretz Mitzrayim, except for Egypt. Continues the Rambam, gives the general parameters of this, general area, and then he says, Hakol aser lehisyashev ba, you can't live anywhere in Egypt. There are three psukim in the Torah that reinforce this prohibition, and he cites the three psukim. And then the Rambam concludes, the Alexandria bichlal ha'iser. And Alexandria is part of this prohibition. What does this mean, Alexandria is part of this prohibition? I mean, Cairo is part of the prohibition. All types of cities around Egypt. Why does the Rambam specifically tell us that Alexandria is part of the iser? I mean, that would be like saying, you know, you're not allowed to live in New York, and Brooklyn is part of the prohibition of living in New York. Why does the Rambam have to tell me something which seems almost entirely self-evident? So there are many ways to answer this question, but I would like to answer it not from a halachic perspective, but actually from a hashkafic perspective. What is the Rambam getting at here? Halachically, one can suggest that maybe it was necessary for him to say that Alexandria was part of the prohibition, because maybe the borders of where Eretz Yisrael and Mitzrayim are, you know, would potentially put Alexandria out, and the Rambam is saying it's part of it. However, I think that there is a bigger point from a hashkafic perspective over here. There's a second question which needs to be raised and addressed, and that is, how did the Rambam live in Egypt? Or forget the Rambam, even without the Rambam, there have been Jewish communities that have been living in Egypt, that have lived in Egypt for many, many centuries, many millennia, up to and including today. There's still some Jews that are left in Egypt. So how does one understand this prohibition, and what does the Rambam mean when he includes Alexandria? So I'm going to share with you a couple of answers to this broad question of how Jews can live potentially. How do one understand that the Rambam or Jews more generally live in Egypt? And then what is the idea of the Rambam including Alexandria? So those are the two things we're going to discuss in the next several minutes. I'm going to cite to you from the Ritva, who provides a summary of a few different opinions, including his own. So one way to address this question of the conundrum of how is it that the Rambam lived in Egypt, that there are Jewish communities in Egypt, so the Ritva says that could very well be, Yesh Omrim, She'osan ayaros kfarnis balbalu v'nechrevu v'elu ayaros acherusein. When the prohibitions of the Torah suggested that you can't live in Egypt, that's talking about those times of those cities that during the time maybe of Yetzias Mitzrayim, those pagans who lived there then. But now it's a totally different landscape. These cities around which the prohibition was meant don't even exist anymore, and so it's new people, new cities. It's while the prohibition may have existed at one point in time, if the people are different or the places have been destroyed and rebuilt under new ownership, then it doesn't exist. Rabbi Eliezer Mimitz suggests Shelo Asar Hakosov Ela Laholech Bederech Ahu Shemer Etz Yisrael VaMidbar LeMitzrayim. Doesn't make a difference whether people are living there, the same people, different people, the ancient pagans are there, they're not there. No. What's significant is how you're going back. Are you going from Eretz Yisrael back to Egypt? If you reverse the trek that Klal Yisrael made to go from Egypt to Mitzrayim, that's what's prohibited to do. Because the Pasuk says, you cannot go back, baderech hazeh. And this is a powerful point here. What an act of chutzpah, what an act of total kafui tov, being an ingrate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu plucked us out of Mitzrayim, from a place where we were physically decimated, spiritually decimated, under persecution and oppression and slavery, and brought us to the promised land, to Eretz Yisrael, and you go right back from Eretz Yisrael, smack dab down to Egypt. It is a total and direct reversal of the bracha that Hashem gave you. Right? I give you $1 million, you take the $1 million, and you throw it back in my face. That's what's prohibited to do. But, you know, to go from another place to Mitzrayim, it's not about living in Egypt per se. It's about having the gall, the chutzpah, the ingratitude of reversing the bracha. Hashem took you from Eretz Yisrael, Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael, and you're reversing the bracha from going Eretz Yisrael back to Mitzrayim. So that's another way to suggest, to defend, and to explain how the Rambam and other and the community in general could exist in Egypt. Interestingly enough, the Kaftar of Aferach offers another answer. And he says that the answer is, there's no answer. There's no good answer. Says the Kaftar of Aferach, Shamati b'Mitzrayim, I heard from the grandson of the Rambam, Mipi Harav Shmuel, who was grandson, great-grandson, whatever, of the Rambam. What did the Kaftar of Aferach hear when he heard from the grandson of the Rambam that when the Rambam used to sign his letters, he would sign them off, fondly yours, sincerely yours, ha-kosev, ha-over, b'chol yom shlosh olavim ploni. He would sign, you know, sincerely yours, Rambam, who violates three prohibitions of the Torah every single day. So the Kaftar of Aferach's answer is, if there's no answer, that it's usher three times over, three psukim. Even the Rambam understood that. And, you can't call something black which is white, or white which is black. It is what it is. Amarti lo derechatzi nechama, the Kaftar of Aferach says, I told the grandson as a little bit of a consolation, don't judge your grandfather too much. Don't feel too terrible. Because Shama Harav Zal Haya Mukhrach Lamod Sham. Could be very well be that, you know, your grandfather was the physician to the king of Egypt, and he really had no other choice. So it could be, you know, this is do the best you can under the circumstance. So his answer is there's no answer, but there's one other answer I'd like to suggest before we go to the broader picture. Which is why Alexandria is included here. And the final answer, and this is the Ritva's own answer, he says, it seems to me that the only time that there's a prohibition of going, of living in Egypt, is Bizman Shi Yisrael Shuryan Al Admasa, when the Jewish people are dwelling in Eretz Yisrael. That's when the Gzeira applies. That's when Hashem said, you can't go back to Mitzrayim. Because that's when there is true, that's when this chutzpah exists. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're in Golos, okay, you're in Golos. But if Klal Yisrael is back in Eretz Yisrael and dwelling in Eretz Yisrael and having the bracha of Eretz Yisrael and the bracha of Geula, and you say, bracha of Geula, no thanks. I'm going to go back to Golos. And not just to any Golos. The Golos from which Hashem plucked us, the Golos of all Goloses, the first Golos, the greatest Golos, the Golos from which the first great redemption occurred. So you're going to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me the great bracha of Klal Yisrael being back in Eretz Yisrael. And I say, no thanks. What chutzpah, what gall, what ingratitude, what a kafui tov. But in a time of galus, in a time of exile, there is no prohibition. Okay, so maybe there are ways to explain the fact of the Rambam and the community in Egypt over two millennia. Maybe there are very good, solid ways to explain it. But if that is the case, even so, What does the Rambam mean when he says, and Alexandria is part of the prohibition? Whatever the prohibition exists, just remember that Alexandria is part of that prohibition. So why is he Bedafka pointing out Alexandria? So what do we know about Alexandria? The Gemara in Sukkah tells us, Mishalorad Yupluston Shal Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim. Whoever had not seen the great shul of Alexandria, Lo Ra B'Chvodan Shal Yisrael, never really saw the true glory of Israel. And the Gemara proceeds to talk about the unbelievable character, description of the community in Alexandria. And the Gemara tells you that there were these grand buildings and large basilicas and colonnades and the community was large in number, and you had people of all different types of artisans and craftsmen, and it was a successful community, and they took care of the poor, and people came to go collect, and they sent money to Eretz Yisrael, and they sent their skills to Eretz Yisrael, and people went to Eretz Yisrael, they had their shuls in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, this was a community of grand proportions. Grand proportions. How does the Gemara in Sukkah conclude? Gemara in Sukkah concludes, V'chulhu katlinhu. At the end of the day, the entire community was decimated and destroyed. Mai taima yanush? Why were they destroyed? Why were they punished? Bishum de'avri ahaykra lo sosifu lo shuv b'derech hazeod. Because they violated the prohibition of going back to Mitzrayim. Be'inhu hadar asu. And they decided to return. So why is Alexandria any worse or any better than any different than any other community in Egypt? So think again how the Gemara describes Alexandria. I'm not going to go into all the details right now, but Alexandria was in broad strokes here. Alexandria is described as the community of all communities. Who has not seen the great shul of Alexandria never saw Kvodan Shal Yisrael. I don't think that the Gemara is saying this really as a statement of honor. This is a shtach. This is a rebuke. You know where the true glory of Klal Yisrael is? It's in Eretz Yisrael. We are reminded of the statement of Chazal, whoever hasn't seen the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim never saw a great building in their lives. Chazal, I believe, here in this Gemara, which describes the grandeur of the community, is basically rebuking the fact that this community existed. In other words, when one lives in Golos, the Rambam is saying, remember you're in Golos. Pick your community. I live in Brooklyn. In Brooklyn, in L.A., in Muncie, in the Five Towns, in Lakewood, in Paris, in London, in Perth, in South Africa, any place in the world where there are grand, beautiful, amazing communities. You know what? Alexandria is part of the prohibition. You have to remember that you're still in Golos. And it's very easy to forget that one is in Golos when one lives in a community with all the grand institutions and the big houses and the great shuls and the big yeshivas and everything is amazing. Rambam says, Alexandria b'chlal ha'isser. Don't forget, Alexandria is also in Chutz La'aretz. You're also in Chutz La'aretz. I live in Brooklyn. Tokayer, you're also in Chutz La'aretz. You have 30 pizza shops within a 5-minute walk, 700 shuls within a 10-minute walk. You're still in Chutz La'aretz. And don't ever forget that. The Rambam says Alexandria is Bechlal Ha'isser. It's not just about halachically whether Alexandria is in Mitzrayim or not, whether it's part of the Isser or not. It's to remind us that however grand our experience in Chutz La'aretz might become, don't ever forget, Bechlal Ha'isser, you're still in Chutz La'aretz. Because once we forget that, our ability to climb out of Golos and into Geula becomes that much more difficult. Be'ezer Hashem, we should all keep in mind where we are in our physical and spiritual lives to understand what we need to do in order to get to a Geula Shlema, a final and complete geula with all the brachas that Eretz Yisrael affords us bizmanenu, still in partial galus. And we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he brings the geula shlema, the final and complete redemption. B'mehera v'yameinu, amen.